This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. First, we take a look at the headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address election rallies in Assam today. The BJP releases the manifesto ahead of the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections. Meghalaya government initiates efforts to address large-scale impact of coal mining across the state. And the Garo community of Arunachal Pradesh celebrate Mupin festival. And now the news in details. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address three election rallies in Assam today as part of the party's campaign for the upcoming assembly elections. Mr. Modi will begin his campaign at Bhavanipur Sorbhog in Bajali district. He is scheduled to subsequently address rallies at Hojai and later in Dibrugarh, covering key regions of the state in a single day. The Prime Minister's visit is seen as a significant push to bolster the ruling BJP's campaign in the final phase ahead of the April 9th polling in Assam. Campaigning in Assam has picked up pace with just a couple of days remaining for the assembly elections on the 9th of April. Political parties are making a final push to connect with voters. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Sarbananda Sonowal has alleged that previous Congress governments had consistently permitted illegal immigration and allowed settlers to occupy land within the state. Addressing an election rally in Dhemaji yesterday, Mr. Sonowal asserted that since coming to power in Assam, the BJP has prioritized the welfare of indigenous communities. Over the last 10 years, the BJP government has distributed 8 lakh land pattas to the state's indigenous people to secure their land rights, he highlighted. Chief Minister and BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma also addressed election rallies in Bongaigaon, Palashbari and Golpara yesterday. Congress President Malik Arjun Kharge and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi held election rallies in Assam. Addressing the public at Biswanath and Golaghat yesterday, Mr. Gandhi alleged that the BJP government has failed to fulfill several key promises made during the previous election, including the granting of scheduled tribe status to 6 communities. He stated that if voted to power, the Congress would ensure ST status for these 6 communities. He promised to create jobs for the youth, better healthcare and women empowerment. Mr. Gandhi also promised to increase the daily wages of tea garden workers to 450 rupees if the Congress is voted to power in Assam. Manipur Chief Minister Yamnam Khemchand Singh has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had safeguarded Manipur's boundary. He was addressing an election rally in support of BJP candidate at Rongpur in Udharbun constituency of Barak Valley in Kachar district of Assam yesterday. Mr. Singh said that Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has made Manipuri an associate official language of Assam. He urged the Manipuri people of Assam to trust in the Himanta Sarma-led BJP government and that during the long Congress rule, the Northeast states had been neglected, leading to disturbances, the Chief Minister said. He also said that the Congress gave stepmotherly treatment to the Northeast while the BJP has been working for the welfare of the region. Mr. Singh also campaigned for the BJP candidate at Jaribon under Hailakandi constituency. And the Chief Minister said that the BJP is the only party which says that without Northeast, India cannot develop. Ahead of the 12th April Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections, the Bharatiya Janata Party released its election manifesto titled Sankalp Patra in Khumulung yesterday. The manifesto was unveiled in the presence of the Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha and other party leaders and workers. The Chief Minister said that the manifesto focuses on ensuring economic, social, cultural and linguistic development across the tribal areas. He highlighted that special emphasis has been laid on education, skill development and creating new avenues for employment. Reaffirming the party's commitment, the Chief Minister said that the BJP remains dedicated to fulfilling every promise made to the people, and he added that the party's core objective is to ensure the holistic welfare and empowerment of tribal communities in the state. The commissioning of the electronic voting machines, or EVMs, with candidate sets for the general election to the Assam Legislative Assembly has been completed across all 126 assembly constituencies. A total of 41,320 ballot units, 43,975 control units and 43,997 voter verifiable paper audit trails have been commissioned for use in the forthcoming polls. These include reserve machines to be utilized if required across 31,490 polling stations in Assam. The commissioning exercise was carried out from the 31st of March to the 4th of April at designated premises notified by the respective district election officers. The Meghalaya government has initiated efforts to address the large-scale impact of coal mining across the state, with nearly 50,000 coal mines identified for restoration, reclamation or closure. Nabha Bhattacharjee, who is the Technical Advisor, Environment and Natural Resources to the state government, stated that the Central Mine Planning and Design Institute Limited has prepared a detailed project report for the restoration and reclamation of coal mining affected areas. Mr. Bhattacharjee said that the DPR is currently under examination by the state government. Once the review process is completed, the government will move forward by inviting bids for the implementation of the reclamation work. Manipur Chief Minister Yamunan Khemchand Singh has underscored that every community wants peace and emphasized the need to remove trust deficit. Mr. Singh also expressed his government's will to develop Jiribam into a model district. The Chief Minister was speaking to media persons at the proposed development site of the interstate truck terminus at Jiribam district yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh Health and Family Welfare Minister Bioram Wage, along with Basar MLA Niabi Jini Dirchi, held a meeting at Todak Basar Hospital in Leparada district yesterday. They had also visited the Menjuk Mekok Rugu Gurukul School and interacted with students. The Gurukul School at Basar, one of the Gurukuls under the Donye Polo Cultural and Charitable Trust and supported by Galo Indigenous Faith and Cultural Council, was established in 2021. The school currently has 114 students from class 1 to class 5. Fresh weather warnings and travel disruptions have been reported across North Sikkim and other parts of the state following heavy rainfall and unstable conditions. The District Administration of Mangan has issued a public advisory for tourists stranded in Lachen. They have been urged to remain in place and avoid movement due to safety concerns and adverse weather conditions. Easter was celebrated yesterday, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion on Good Friday. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the nation on the occasion. In a message, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to harmony, peace and brotherhood and to work collectively towards a better future. Prime Minister Modi said that the teachings of Jesus Christ encourage kindness and strengthen the spirit of togetherness in society. Easter Sunday was celebrated across the northeastern region of the country, with the faithful attending sunrise services in cathedrals, churches and chapels. Governors and chief ministers of the various states greeted the people and called for imbibing values of love and compassion. Nagaland celebrated Easter Sunday with prayers, sunrise services and messages of hope as people from the Christian community across the state marked the resurrection of Jesus Christ with deep spiritual fervor. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav emphasized on hope, renewal and peace among the people. Chief Minister Nephew Rio said Easter is a time to rejoice in the risen Christ and the promise of redemption and new beginnings. The Galo community of Arunachal Pradesh celebrated the Mopin festival yesterday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu participated in the mega Mopin celebration in Namsai. Mr. Khandu said that it was inspiring to see the coming together of different tribes, reflecting the unity in diversity and the strength of shared heritage. And now we take a look at the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address election rallies in Assam today. The BJP releases the manifesto ahead of the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections. Meghalaya government initiates efforts to address a large-scale impact of coal mining across the state, and the Galo community of Arunachal Pradesh celebrate Mopin Festival. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.